Madam Chair, South Africa would just like to thank Director of Mona for the intervention. And we have read the High Commissioner's report, needless to say, as part of the basis of the resolution that was created in the previous session, as well as the agenda. The agenda calls for a lot of reflection and introspection of countries with a hope for a serious look at what is going on and how things can be improved. It's not an agenda that is very easy to implement for all states, and but it is very essential that the elements that is based in the set in one's own country should be seriously looked at. In South Africa itself, considering our history, since 1994, we ourselves have still been grappling extensively, dealing with the vestiges of apartheid and the structural racism that is in there. It is a system that stood for over 50 years and was ingrained in everything, as our other colleagues have also mentioned, in housing, healthcare, education, etc. Just trying to dismantle all the laws, the legal, in every part of society, the legal texts that was on the books, and trying to still, you know, sometimes in a court case, you still bump against some of these that one would have thought would have been eliminated by now. It's an ongoing process, and only with introspection, and every time we notice it, we need to take action, and we do take action on this issue, including where it comes to the use of language. We are a strong supporter for freedom of speech, but we also, as the ISET also mentioned, freedom of speech is not always absolute. When you incite violence directly, or war, or hatred, there should be measures taken against these things. And these you have to notice before one sees them rearing their heads in a football game. And we need to systemically acknowledge them and work through them as and when they come. And as our own country did, as some countries always wondered why, as an African state, South Africa did a national action plan against racism, which we lodged with the council, is exactly because of that. We also have to look at all ourselves and constantly readjust to look at this plan. And it's not just about racism, it's about all kinds of other discrimination. And we hope to continue that, and constantly, I mean, in our own laws and in our own parliament, these discussions are still going on at the moment. And we thank you for that document, and we wish you very well in trying to implement it. And we certainly will help and support, and I'm sure my colleagues from the African group would concur that we will try and push and help you to get rid of the systemic racism that many of our diaspora, as well as people of African descent, face in many parts of the world. Thank you for your work.